The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Online, you can buy a pair of game-used pants from the year he got his 3,000 pitch. Not the ones he wore while getting the pitch, but ones from some point that season. Maybe this one, or this one, but not that one. Game-used cleats? They've got those. Or, if walking in the captain's shoes isn't enough for you, you can have his socks. Not socks, just one. Along with batting gloves, bases he's actually stepped on, and even a ball that he made an error with. So as the captain hangs up his cleats, we'll have lots to remember Derek Jeter by.
I think he almost started crying as he drove himself into Yankee Stadium to believe what you can read and hear and see online. That was an ESPN sort of fun commercial of sorts. All the memorabilia that's for sale to commemorate Derek Jeter's career. And that's what we get started with. Sports Talk Radio, including what's going on at the end of the season, Major League Baseball, stats with football, number 10 this week on our countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the top 10 topics in News Talk Radio for the week ending September the 26th. We'll review all 10 of them during this hour, starting at number 10, going to number 1. The determination of what's on the list in part comes from the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. All sorts of things with regard to the News Talk industry. You can read every day online what's going on, listen to some of the things on Talkers Radio and see Talkers TV. So get to that as you will. Want to know
number
what's going
nine.
On Talk Radio? We move to the number 9 item as we count down. This week on the Good Day program, I talked to Dr. Jack Stockwell about the new estimate from the World Health Organization that by November, 20,000 people will have been infected as the Ebola virus becomes the number 9 story this week.
You've got hundreds of millions of people in Africa. And we're watching every single one of them. We know for absolute certain that an Ebola-infected person with whether they call EBD, I think they're calling it now, who in Western Africa made it to the Congo without being detected by somebody somewhere saying these things. Also, the WHO just announced, along with a physicist from, I think it's Northeastern University there in Boston, who just released numbers about 2 or 3 days ago saying at the current rate of growth, there will be 100,000 cases by December. At the same time, they're trying to tell us, well, don't worry about what's going on in the Congo. The Sudan government authorities just announced, I think it was this weekend, it is now illegal in East Darfur or West Darfur to say anything on TV or radio about Ebola. Even though there's Ebola cases now in the Sudan, it is illegal to make public statements about Ebola in Darfur. So the problem continues to expand, and the cover-up continues to expand, because this stuff can be very terrifying once the real dynamic behind this is finally dawning on people's minds, that this could end up being a worldwide catastrophe.
Number eight this week, the United Nations meeting, 3 days of speeches from political leaders all around the world. But there was also an interesting speech presented by Emma Watson. Entertainment Tonight reporter Sophie Shalali talked about the actress's speech. It was directed to those who are interested in gender equality. This was, again, before the UN this week.
The Harry Potter star made headlines over the weekend for delivering a powerful and passionate speech on women's rights on the floor of the United Nations. Watson was named a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador earlier this year.
But my recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word. Women are choosing not to identify as feminist. Apparently, I am among the ranks of women whose expressions are seen as too strong, too aggressive, isolating, and anti-men, unattractive even. Why has the word become such an uncomfortable one? I am from Britain, and I think it is right that I am paid the same as my male counterparts. I think it is right that I should be able to make decisions about my own body. I think
Emma's remarks served as a launching point for the new He for She initiative, which advocates for gender equality without negative rhetoric and calls on men everywhere to get involved with the cause. And if you're worried about a Hogwarts alum not being taken seriously, she addressed that too.
You might be thinking, who is this Harry Potter girl? And what is she doing speaking at the UN? And it's a really good question. I've been asking myself the same thing. All I know is that I care about this problem and I want to make it better. And having seen what I've seen and given the chance, I feel it is my responsibility to say something.
You can find more information about He for She on Emma's Twitter page.
He for She. Interesting presentation, interesting place for it to be presented. Listening to her made me think that there are plenty of examples of discrimination. This is one of them that ought to have some attention, so good for her. That'd be my read on it. What's yours? 888-302-3684 gets in touch. We move very quickly through these issues because we have to touch all 10 of them during their hour. So if that doesn't work for you, you can send an email to me, doug@dougstefan.com, or you can visit us, facebook.com/goodday or Twitter at goodday with your comments. As we continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story of Eric Holder's resignation, which happens to be number 7, up next here on the Countdown.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory in our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere. And it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry pre-finished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in making strides against breast cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org.
Number seven. The number seven issue this week, if it's an issue, I don't know that it is an issue. I think that a lot of people are going to say it's about time or hip hip hooray. The Eric Holder resignation story comes from talk show host Brian Suits, who talked about all the rumors that have already come out after Eric Holder announced that he was stepping down as Attorney General. The president said he's going to stay on until somebody is found to replace him, which means he wasn't really fired and he doesn't have another job. So what's this all about?
It strikes me that Eric Holder is not the kind of guy who resigns by surprise, and that in all likelihood he knows who the replacement is, the replacement knows who he or she is, has agreed to it, and Attorney General Eric Holder, one of the most controversy-ridden tenures of Attorney General since John, what's his name, the Bush AG, Ashcroft, that's right. and so the bios and the retrospects of his various controversial decisions will be forthcoming today. But the other rumor is that he is resigning to take over the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That sounds real and reasonable to me. But who's going to replace him? Well, obviously, with two more years left as Attorney General, the biggest iron in the fire is going to be amnesty. And is Holder resigning because he disagrees with the president who wants a blanket amnesty? Or is it the other way around, that the president is resisting? Because remember now, he in 2008, all of Hispanic voters, remember how he was hispandering and said, oh, yeah, it'll be citizenship so you can come out in the light and, you know, the American dream, whole thing. Well, 6 years on, it's just a pretty strong rumor. There's no such movement. And so the other rumor is that there's tension behind the scenes, that Holder wanted an amnesty by September 1st. The president did not want that, and so this is the two diverging their previously parallel paths.
Well, let's see. There are parallel paths. Interesting for the two of them as they got together. They were sons of immigrants. They were Columbia Ivy Leaguers. They were basketball fans. Prominent political figures, meeting 10 years ago as dinner guests of a mutual friend in Washington, put Holder next to the newly elected senator from Illinois, and they became friends. So as the president announced that Holder would be stepping down, he said it was bittersweet. In good times and bads, and things personal and things professional, you've been there for me. That's what Holder said to Obama. Indeed, over the course of 6 years on the job, Holder has had his ups and downs. In my opinion, he's been one of the worst, and the gentleman who just did the excerpt from his program, Brian Suits, was talking about John Ashcroft and what a horrible attorney general. We've had really horrible attorney. Maybe it's just the indicative of the Janet Reno was not a good, go back to Bill Clinton, not a good attorney general. And then a series of even worse ones, culminating with Holder. But it's interesting, the speculation about him becoming the head of the DNC, as Debbie Wasserman Schultz was not ever a supporter of Barack Obama. She was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. And then just before, and she was running the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, so in terms of who she was on board with, Obama was always giving her jabs about pictures and stuff. Never ever talked to her, never had a meeting with her. And so she's on the outs. So maybe she's really on the outs now. And that's what happens with Eric Holder. And not bad. He's a politician, and he's run the AG's office that way, so maybe that'd be a good place for him. So that's it. Number seven, Eric Holder resigns. Number six, more politics coming up here on The Countdown.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, focus on the presidential race in 2 years and the midterm elections, which come up next month. Here are our hosts, Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette, talking to ABC's political analyst, Trey Hardin, about which races are heating up.
Things are really heating up on the campaign trail. Why don't you tell us the latest?
Well, they really are. I think we're in for a very interesting, 40 more days now between now and the midterm election day. Obviously, all eyes are focused on the Senate. The House is not going to change parties. The only news that'll be there will be, how many seats do the Republicans gain or lose of its majority in the House. I don't think you'll even see too much of a gain or a loss because I think a lot of those districts are pretty much set. But the Senate really is going to be exciting. And right now, there's about, 7 to 9 really truly competitive races at this point. The difficulty for the Democrats is that about 6 of those 9 are currently held by Democrats, meaning that they have to defend those. And when you're defending those at a time when you have a very unpopular president of the same party, it's a very tall order.
What kind of tint, if you will, Trey, does what the president decided to do against ISIS have on this political campaign?
Certainly, the Democrats and the president, I would say, have really put themselves and himself in this difficult situation or challenging situation politically on potentially losing the Senate. I think that it's not necessarily that the chances that the Republicans are likely to take over the Senate is because of something the Republicans have done or moved or pushed forward. It's really almost by default because of the job or the poor job that this president has done. But I do think that what he is doing now, as it relates to ISIS and the engagement he's showing, as long as it's consistent over the next 40 days, I do think that it could potentially help some of these Democrats, some of these Senate Democrats that are running for their lives in some of these states. The American people have been craving leadership. leadership from this president. They've been craving some recognition of the threat, the real threat that exists, and now that he's finally showed that, it still, in my opinion, will probably be too late, but now that he's shown it, I do think it can help them a little bit.
Let's talk about presidential politics. Hillary Clinton going out to Iowa for the first time in a number of years a couple of weeks ago and doing what she does. Chris Christie's losing weight. He's down 85 pounds, traveling to three pretty blue states, Illinois, Connecticut, and Michigan this week. Is it likely that this could be the matchup?
I'd be very surprised. I mean, I just don't see Chris Christie really as a viable candidate at this point.
Why not?
Well, I think that he's got, there's been too many bumps in the road for him. I don't think that he has carved out a path for himself with these primary states yet. I don't think that he would be get that much support in Iowa, for example, that kicks things off. So it's not to say that he's not going to jump in, but I think that he's probably, taking these trips and exploring things to help make his decision. But, right now, I think, he, along with many other candidates, are waiting to see what Jeb Bush does, because I think they think that Jeb Bush would be tough to beat in nomination. He would be tough to beat because he would be tough to match financially from a fundraising standpoint. And probably organizationally.
So the story of Jeb Bush coming to the surface again, another Bush. Bush versus a Clinton, as the families are friends for the most part. Wouldn't that be interesting? Yes. Well, at least Bill Clinton's very friendly with both of the Bushes, old man Bush especially. Old man, maybe not. That's sort of a prerogative of mine to take the old man's standpoint, given my age and all. 28 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen here presenting the items from number 10 to number 1, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. And they have found, and we have found, that the number 5 issue or item this week, yes, the old standby, climate change and global warming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this week the focus is on the UN conference aimed at discussing or helping to alleviate problems, at least supposedly according to the people who are on the committee, the Climate Change Committee. Here's host Lee Rayburn with CBS Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton about Americans' changing view as we focus on climate change.
What's the bottom line as far as the global warming goes and our opinion of it?
Well, a majority of Americans, about 3 out of 4, expect that global warming will have an impact either now or in the future. Just under half, 46%, think it's having a serious impact now, and another 28% expect it will have a serious impact in the future. Only about a quarter think it's not going to have a serious impact. I guess it's not a surprise, though, that we see some real partisan differences behind those overall numbers. 61% of Democrats think it's having a serious impact now, but Republicans are more divided, and in fact, 4 out of 10 Republicans think it's not going to have a serious impact. Only about a quarter think it's having a serious impact now. So there's some really quite substantial differences between Republicans and Democrats on this question.
What about when it comes to human impact on our environment? Are we, to what degree do we associate ourselves as the cause?
Well, just over half, 54% of Americans, think that global warming is due to human activities such as burning fossil fuels. And in fact, that number is the highest we've seen in our poll. We started asking this question back in 2011, so just about 3 years ago. Another 31% think that global warming is a result of natural patterns in the Earth's environment, and about 10% think that global warming just doesn't exist. Again, big differences between Republicans and Democrats here. 2 out of 3 Democrats think that global warming is the result of human activity, like burning fossil fuels. Among Republicans, 42% think it's the result of natural patterns in the Earth's environment, and just a third think it's the result of human activity. So really no agreement there, either on the seriousness of the impact of global warming or what's causing it on the two sides of the partisan fence.
Any indication about, and this may help explain the lack of action when it comes to dealing with what some, and now you say a majority, believe human activity causing global warming, but is there any indication that any action moving forward would be endorsed, would be supported? What do the people think about the government taking this action on?
You know, we've presented people with a tough choice. Which should be the greater priority, protecting the environment or economic growth? 58% chose protecting the environment. Just a third said economic growth.
Wow.
We see a huge difference here, though, by age. Among Americans under the age of 30, 73% say that the protection of the environment should be given the priority. Among those 30 and over, that number drops to just 54%. So a huge difference by age there. Another place we saw some big age differences, we asked Americans whether it's going to pose a serious threat to you in your lifetime. Now, younger people have more time ahead of them. Nevertheless, 50% of those under the age of 30 think it's going to pose a serious threat to them in their lifetime. Among those age 30 and over, that number drops to 40%.
Number four.
All right, let's move into more violence. The NFL and domestic violence cases, ESPN suspension of Bill Simmons. So we thought we had sports radio covered at number 10, not so fast. The NFL and football and the things that connect to football, like Roger Goodell, are at the number four position this week. Here is Talk's John Hines with sports attorney Robert Boland. They discuss the NFL's involvement in ESPN's decision to suspend Mr. Simmons over his podcast rant calling Mr. Goodell, the NFL commissioner, a liar.
Does this just sort of reinforce the power of the NFL or the power that they wield by... Because I really have to believe that in a podcast situation, even though ESPN is basically Disney, that in those comments, even the ones that were bleeped out, probably don't meet the standards. But is this, a lot of this come down to the NFL's manipulation of the networks that they serve?
I think this is probably really one of the secondary issues in all of this. Once we have this tape and we've had the outcry about it, I think we have a lot of the coverage of it being driven by how the NFL has largely been the 800-pound gorilla in the room with all its network and television partners, but particularly ESPN, with a little bit, trying to get a little bit of payback from the NFL for their squelching playmakers a long time ago, and then League of Denial, the documentary last year. So the NFL has never failed to throw its weight around, and I think that's at the core of a lot of the people maybe having trust issues with the NFL right now, without ESPN stirring it up. And ESPN, for a couple days, really was going very hard at its broadcast partner. And I think there was some payback motivated there. It's hard to assess those motives. But if the NFL really squelched Simmons, I think that looks bad on them again, too, in the exercise of their power. I think ESPN may have done this on their own. But again, really complex stuff.
Yeah, I almost wonder now if NFL has to be careful not to reach in and try to influence again, because it will come back and blow up in their faces.
Yeah, I think that if you're trying to get root cause, it's not the suspension of Rice initially. It's the perception that the NFL uses its power when it sees fit, and then doesn't use it when it doesn't necessarily see fit. I don't know if that's 100% correct in any format here. As a lawyer, you know, I don't think Goodell had a whole lot of problems with a 2-game suspension broadly, because Rice was not criminally treated at the end of the day. I think he could have justified it all there. But I think everybody's angry about it, in part because the NFL was insensitive, and then the NFL is always perceived as the big bully on the block to a degree. And I think that's the challenge. I think that's the problem. So I think the NFL needs to be very careful, and I would be surprised if they were doing any of that right now.
Very interesting to see the public's response to this. That is, we were talking earlier about the climate change issue and various surveys being done. The public is losing its faith quickly in the NFL and its management, according to surveys that I've seen. Okay, so let's move on to the number three item here officially.
Number three.
The terror plots that may or may not be in the forefront from affiliate KFAB, KFAB in Omaha. Host Gary Sattelmeyer talked to military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Etiquette about Khorasan. I pronounced that 14 different ways this week. K-H-O-R-A-S-A-N, Khorasan. Who are they? And why are we bombing them as we have yet a third rung on the tier of groups that we want to blow back in history?
I want to get into this deal with this new group or new that we're just starting to hear about it now, the Khorasan group. We've done some specific bombing of those guys, right? Because we had intelligence about a specific threat or a specific intention, right?
Allegedly, yes, but, you know, I think the American people, when they hear things from the Obama administration, they take it with a very large grain of salt because they have been, in my opinion, the truth has been twisted and fabricated and put out in the light that's favorable to the administration. So, that said, I don't know how imminent the threat was, but I'm all for attacking people that even think about threatening us. So I don't think, you know, I'm not impressed if it's imminent or not imminent.
Yeah.
Kill them. I'm all for it.
No doubt. Well, the news reports seem to indicate from various analysts that it is that they were more intent than the Islamic State is on attacking us or Western Europe, and they got the bomb genius from Yemen or whatever, and they had developed some explosives that couldn't be detected through airport scanners and that kind of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, this group, that's true. Their goal was to attack us in a 9/11 event. That was what their goal was. So if you read their charter says, yeah, we're not concerned about anything in the Middle East or expanding. We're concerned about striking the United States. So that was their, that's their charter. That's true.
Okay. Just in general, Jeff Etiquette, whether it's ISIS or Khorasan or whoever these airstrikes are intended for, as this campaign goes on, and Ron sent me an email, and it was reading my mind about the kind of the questions that I wanted to put to you. For example, who is verifying what targets to hit? If we're just doing this air campaign or missile campaign, who's verifying what targets to hit?
Well, we have intelligence assets that we're using on the ground, but they're imperfect. And your question, you know, obviously is pointed to the fact that we don't have spotters on the ground. We don't have our own soldiers on the ground. So we're getting imperfect information. I'm sure we're killing civilians in the process, which is called collateral damage. But also the worst thing about this is that we've telegraphed our punch. We told them ahead of time that we're going to bomb you. And so, you know, they've obviously moved most of their stuff underneath mosques and hospitals like Hamas does. So the actual impact on ISIS is probably pretty minimal.
Yeah. And the most interesting story that came, I think, out of the bombing this week is that a woman was the Air Force pilot who led the attack. Separate story. The essence of how many bad guys are there out there? How many more enemies can we create around the military-industrial complex and the need to spend $700 billion a year on defense? That's all a subpart of the subplot. We'll move on, though. Number two on the countdown would be the next thing in focus. Just a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen on the TRCS.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere, and it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry pre-finished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV.
the burglar deterrent.
Fall marks the start of pumpkin pie spice season. From lattes to Greek yogurt, almost everything is flavored with pumpkin pie spice. Chef Kevin Vetter of McCormick tells us what authentic pumpkin pie spice actually is and gives us ideas for how to enjoy it in everyday foods.
Pumpkin pie spice is a simple blend of your favorite fall flavors. Cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice. You probably have it in your kitchen for that once-a-year pumpkin pie recipe, but it actually works in a variety of dishes from sweet to savory. For breakfast, sprinkle it on oatmeal or stir it into pancake batter. Mix it with cream cheese for a tasty spread or add it to fresh coffee grinds to make pumpkin spice coffee and save a few dollars. Try it in autumn baking recipes that call for cinnamon, from apple crisp to muffins, cookies, and cakes. You can even add it to savory fall dinners. It's a great complement to butternut squash or roasted vegetables. You can even make a pumpkin fettuccine using canned pumpkin, bacon, and pumpkin pie spice.
For more pumpkin pie spice recipes, visit McCormick.com.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Number two.
The number two item this week, or issue, if you will, that's what we're all about here, News Talk Radio, focusing on the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about from the minds of the folks at Talkers Magazine. The Iran negotiations, what do we do, how do we clean up the nuclear mess? Here's a clip from CNN where Fareed Zakaria talks to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, with an interpreter, obviously, about the President Obama's comments regarding their nuclear weapons program.
In his speech today, President Obama had a direct message to Iran. He said, "Don't let this moment pass. We can reach a solution." Is he right? Is the United States negotiating in good faith?
ببینید ما امروز یک فرصت
Well, you see, today we have we are faced with a very good opportunity vis-a-vis the nuclear talks and negotiations. This good opportunity was created in reality only last year in result of the expression of the political will of the majority of the people of Iran and their vast participation in those elections and the mandates received out of those elections. A new atmosphere was created in result of all of that. We must all make good use of it. Our side as well as 5+1. Everyone together must make good use of this historic opportunity.
Mr. President, on the basis of my reporting, my understanding is that Iran has offered to go down to 9,400 centrifuges. The United States wants you to go to 1,500 centrifuges. When will we split the difference? 5,500, are you willing? Shall we announce to the world that that is the midpoint?
Well, we have a saying in Farsi, we say in the middle of the conflict, do not start setting rates.
All right, so there's the story of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and the negotiations on eliminating what they say they don't have. Don't you get a kick out of it? We don't have any nuclear weaponry. Well, let's see if we can negotiate where that all goes. Anyway, he also blamed Rouhani blamed the rise of ISIS on the mistakes of the West, said the solution to stopping them must come from the Middle East. The blunders of the West in Central Asia and the Middle East and other areas have turned these parts of the world into a haven for terrorists. This was, by the way, in a speech to the UN General Assembly after Mr. Obama delivered his speech. He didn't cover up that the United States and Israel really were to blame for the violent extremists. So that's number two. Number one, more Middle Eastern focus. Up next on the Countdown.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item and issue this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show is a focus on our policy aimed at ISIS. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, I talked to Matthew Ho from the Center for International Policy. We discussed his recent comments that the Islamic State is a parasite of war.
A group like the Islamic State comes about because of the conditions of war, because of the chaos, the violence, the lack of a political order. They're extremist groups that take advantage of the cycle of hatred, that take advantage of the cycle of retribution, that take advantage of the fear, and that's how they prosper. And so in any war, you'll see, particularly in the modern eras of wars, where they, you know, these stateless civil war type events going on, you see these groups prosper on all sides. You know, they're called militias, they're called death squads, and we've seen it in Iraq since 2003, since we invaded. You've seen it more or less in Syria the last several years, that these groups take advantage of the sectarian hatred, the interreligious fear, and that's how they prosper.
Yeah. So what's to come of our involvement with ISIS, and now there's another group, yet another group that's splintered off of Al-Qaeda? This can go on and on forever, it would seem. Just keeps going on and on and on. And again, the only beneficiaries are the stockholders and the people who run these big corporations that supply the growing needs of the war machine.
You know, know, the only way this stops is when we demand it to stop, when we demand that our
you and me, the citizens of this country.
Yes, correct. Yeah. As we say, you know, we had enough of the next meddling.
You know what? This is what literally bugs the hell out of me. When we enlist the help of people, good intentioned people who sign up to go into the military, and they play these war games at the behest of politicians who never send their own families to fight, and they come back and they screw them because they're sick, and the guy jumps over the White House fence the other day. What are they going to do with him? They're going to prosecute him instead of giving him treatment. There's a sickness here that we're not focused on. It's really backward stuff, isn't it?
It is, and it comes down to the amount of money that's involved in this, as well as, too, there's a romance of war. Like you said, the people who advocate most strenuously for it are people who haven't been.
Yeah.
I mean, I think John McCain is the lone exception.
So we have that focus on our policy, and now here from Talko's Joey McLaughlin is a conversation with military analyst Mike Lyons. They discuss the airstrikes specifically in Syria against ISIS.
New round of airstrikes, but different targets. It wasn't command and control targets this time around, right?
No, actually, now we're going after different targets. It looks like one of the targets actually was a courthouse, is what the reports are saying. Oil fields as well. I think the key there on the oil fields is going after these electrical plants that are powering them and not necessarily the refineries themselves. We don't want to create a natural disaster there by setting them on fire. But now we're starting to go after other strategic assets that ISIS currently holds as the Syrian campaign expands.
I understand that they get a lot of money from oil that they steal, right?
They do, and they sell it on the black market. I guess it's about half the price of really what a barrel of oil is going for. In places inside the southern part of Turkey and inside that country there. The thing is the economy is going to eventually close in on them as others don't do this. And so, you know, at some point that won't work. But at this point, they're using that money to pay their soldiers.
Now, you mentioned Turkey there. Are they in now? Because they've always resisted, using bases in Turkey for these sorts of activities. Where do they stand now?
No reports of them being a part of the coalition, just the humanitarian assistance and still not allowing any of the forces to use Incirlik Air Base, for example. You'd stage a tremendous amount of there if you could. Turkey, we're still trying to sort through what happened last week with the release of their hostages, and there's been no word for what Turkey actually gave up, and some people think that they made a deal with ISIS, either moved vehicles for them or assisted them. So that would be a disappointment. They also have this issue on their border with the Kurds. There's a huge refugee challenge going on right now, about 100,000 or so. The number could be actually up to 250,000 as they're trying to escape from Syria into away from ISIS, and they're landing in Turkey.
All right, so let's review quickly the most talked about items on talk radio. Major League Baseball number 10, Ebola threat number 9, Emma Watson speech number 8, Eric Holder resigned 7, presidential race, midterm election 6, climate change 5, domestic violence cases at the NFL is 4, terror plots 3, Iran 2, and the ISIS policy number 1. Talk radio countdown show.
Talk radio countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.